As Hurricane Florence slowly moves across North and South Carolina, we're talking to BYU Idaho students about what's happening in their cities. Erin Passy recently applied to BYU Idaho and was accepted. She's not at school yet, but she told me she's still at home in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. She said she's a bit nervous to be home.
I mean, a little bit, just because we had so much trouble when Matthew came through, and that wasn't even a hurricane. It was more of a tropical storm. But now we have like a full-on hurricane coming, and so it's a little unsettling.
Her family decided to stay in a mandatory evacuation area because they received a notification yesterday it wouldn't be as bad as predicted.
And then once you just kind of stay here and it hits, then you're kind of stuck here. So we just kind of thought we would wait it out to see what had happened, but I don't think that was really a good idea for us.
Myrtle Beach so far has been relatively safe. Power's out to 3/4 of the people in North Myrtle Beach and spotty in the southern part. Trees have fallen on the roadway and it's raining. To the north in Wilmington, North Carolina, 2 people were killed when a tree fell on their house. Hannah Austin evacuated Tuesday with her family. She still has several friends and family in the area.
Some of them are without power and some of them are kind of trapped in due to falling trees and flooding and stuff like that. And I'm a little worried, but we've been through hurricanes before, so I think that even though there will be damage, that I think everyone will probably be okay.
Now she's on her way to BYU Idaho to start the fall semester Monday, and concentrating just on classes might be difficult.
Especially with the other, it's kind of, the hurricane's only about halfway through, I believe, so having the back half, which is probably more powerful than the first, I'm probably going to be a little worried about them, especially with all the wind damage that's already happened. I'm worried for their safety concerning like power lines and any kind of flooding that's going to happen. So,
Summer Remington is also from Wilmington, and with her sister and brother-in-law, they evacuated to Georgia. She says the whole town seemed to leave at once.
There were lines going out into the street in, from the gas stations. All the gas was empty. All the water was gone. Pretty much everybody had the same idea as us, just like get as prepared as possible and then get out of there.
She says she hopes everything turns out okay, and in preparation for the storm, valuable items like pictures and journals have been stored in the safest room in the house.
We found the best corner of the house that we thought that no trees would like smash into and break a window and it would start raining. So it's pretty much we just put all the important stuff in the bathroom.
For Summer and Hannah, starting school on Monday might be something tough. Summer is an online student and so isn't as far, but Hannah is in Rexburg, far from everyone else.
I almost wish that I could still be at least in the state so I could go and make sure that everyone was okay. It's kind of hard being across the country from everybody that I care about. So it makes me a little nervous, but keeping them in my prayers.
Summer says she is worried about her friends back home finding clean water and having power after the storm is over. For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Brianna Willis.